Academic Aesthetic for Wednesday, September 6, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and have we got a show for you.
He's fun. He's clever. He needs a haircut. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Art Guy.
Hey, Mr. Art Guy. It's Gene and Brian from Hometown Tales.
Aaron, we're really sorry. You're always sending us tales like Charlie's Ashes and Indian Tower and the woman that got attacked by the otter. And we don't do anything for you. We totally blew it on your 100th podcast. We're really sorry.
But happy post-100. You rock. Hey, and just remember, every podcast is really a celebration. So happy 104th, 105th, 106th, 107th, and to beyond. Thanks.
And that was Gene and Brian from the Hometown Tales podcast. If you like good stories about weird stuff, unique historical events, ghost stories, or just really good sandwiches, you should check out their show at hometowntales.com. They have just reached episode number 106, and, no, I didn't send any audio for their 100th episode either. I need to get cracking with that one. Oh, and for the record, it's a pork roll, not Taylor ham. Taylor ham might be a pork roll, but not every pork roll is Taylor ham, for the same reason that not every soda is a Pepsi. H-Treat soda's better, anyway. I was born in Phillipsburg, so I feel that I should be able to put in my 2 cents on this. Gene and Brian may have been a little late in sending in their audio clip, but I am far from complaining. In fact, you should have seen the look on my face when it showed up on my inbox last night. They have a much larger fan base than I do, so it's cool that they still say hi to the small fry podcasters like myself. A late submission is better than none at all. Hint, hint, you know who you are. Contributions from others have been a staple for audio media for a long time now, as evidenced by how many talk radio shows allow the listeners to call in. Some shows even depend on it. I don't think I'll go that far, as I like the sound of my own voice a little too much for that, but I'm glad that I've started to accept audio from others. And I'm not the only one either. Chris Marquardt of tipsfromthetopfloor.com has just posted his 150th podcast, which was almost entirely composed of listener feedback. Craft Zine's first podcast had Bree Pettis and Aaron Shaftkind commenting on craft ideas from fans who had called into a voicemail line. If you're into photography or crafts, you should probably check those two out. I'll leave links in the show notes, of course. You may even hear a familiar voice in there somewhere. And why don't you send in your own audio comments to some of your favorite podcasts? Posting as a text comment isn't the only way to network in the blogosphere anymore. And they really do seem to be fun for all parties involved. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave your own audio comment or text comment, or go to the forums and start your own conversation. And if you're the shy type, you can always email me at theartguy@gmail.com. So, this is Aaron the Art Guy Smith saying until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and celebrate my 112th podcast? I might just have to do that.